There is a scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when Harrison Ford is standing in the Temple of the Sun and literally could not see the path in front of him. He stands at the edge of this corridor, looking out into a complete abyss, staring with disbelief until he realizes that it's a leap of faith. He literally has to take the first step to know that there will be a way for him to continue on and save his father. I remember watching this film as a kid, and that scene caught my breath every time. Because there has never been a better visual that I can think of what faith really is. Faith is an action word. We are days away, literally four, from our move to Tennessee, a place that we have never been, to a home that we have never seen, and with a plan that absolutely has only about a 25% visibility rate. There is so much unknown, and we are walking with a mere lantern in our hands in the middle of the night without knowing what lies on the path before us. But you want to know something? It already has been the greatest blessing our family has experienced. No matter what happens in this town in Tennessee that already holds so much of our hearts, hopes, and dreams, our family has acted on faith and faith alone for the past 4 months. There's been no grand plan. There are no cash reserves allowing us to comfortably dive into this kind of life change without fear of losing. And it has been the biggest awakening. Life seemed to be moving at a repetitive and slow pace, one that makes you feel like you are in the Truman Show and can predict each next day. Yes, we made the change to homeschooling last fall, but yet we did the same thing day in and day out. We were going through the motions. We were just existing. This move, this feeling of knowing that we were meant to be elsewhere, somewhere that inspires and invigorates us, this idea of putting our wants out there for God to show us what to do with them and seeing His hand in it all, it has shaken us to our very core in the most powerful of ways. It is absolute magic, and I have not felt this alive in a long, long time. Is it still terrifying? Unbelievably so. I have had sleepless nights, but every doubt or bump in the road has been met with a blessing or a positive outcome. Yes, some of them have taken patience, but every single time. Our needs have been met, and through the 4 months here and preparing for this journey to our new home and new life for our family, I know they will continue to be met. We just have to be willing to make the first move. God gives us more on our way, but we have to be willing to get moving. I don't know how this story ends, nor do I know what is out there that seems to be calling us to it. But what I do know is that we are carrying our entire life, as well as a hell of a lot of faith, over those 1,600 miles. And we need to get on our way.